In the quiet laboratories where humanity's battle against dementia unfolds, a scientific fraud of staggering proportions has been perpetrated. For decades, the dominant theory of Alzheimer's disease, the amyloid hypothesis, has steered billions in research funding, while alternative approaches were systematically sidelined. This wasn't just academic disagreement. It was scientific misconduct that delayed potential treatments for millions suffering from this devastating illness. With Alzheimer's cases projected to triple by 2050, this scandal carries implications far beyond academia. How could respected institutions allow fabricated data to influence an entire field? What happens when the pursuit of prestige and funding overshadows the search for truth? The story begins with a single whistleblower who dared to question the scientific establishment. Matthew Schrag, a Vanderbilt neurologist with University of North Dakota roots, became an accidental whistleblower through his expertise in Western blot analysis, a protein detection technique. In his modest office, marked by a sign reading, "Everything is figure outable," he noticed suspicious patterns in published Alzheimer's research, Western blot images that appeared artificially perfect. Using specialized software to analyze the images, he discovered identical protein bands across different experimental conditions, a statistical impossibility akin to finding matching fingerprints at separate crime scenes. His investigation revealed manipulated images in multiple prestigious journals, most critically in a 2006 Nature paper that had revitalized the amyloid hypothesis in Alzheimer's research. Despite minimal compensation and potential career risks, Schrag pursued the investigation driven by scientific integrity. "This is my scientific space," he stated. "The most important thing is that we get all of this right because many people's lives depend on it." Behind every scientific scandal lies a human story of ambition and pressure. Two figures exemplified how competitive drive can fuel both breakthroughs and ethical failures. Lindsey Burns, a silver medalist rower from the 1996 Olympics, joined Pain Therapeutics, later Cassava Sciences, and collaborated with CUNY professor Hoao Yan Wang. They proposed that their drug simufilam could potentially reverse Alzheimer's by targeting a protein called filamin A, an unprecedented claim in the field. In Francis-Luc Sermer, Sylvain Lesnay combined scientific talent with a gambler's instinct. Though charismatic and influential in Alzheimer's research, one of his PhD advisors had early concerns that his results seemed suspiciously perfect. Karen Ash, a Harvard prodigy, later hired Lesnay at the University of Minnesota. Their collaboration led to the celebrated discovery of A56, an amyloid beta oligomer that supposedly caused immediate memory problems in rats. This finding bolstered the struggling amyloid hypothesis and was lauded as groundbreaking. The discovery brought significant rewards. Ash won the $100,000 Potomkin Prize, and Lesnay received a professorship with NIH funding. Yet beneath this success lay a troubling secret. The major goal of these people is to win. "If it isn't the Nobel Prize, it's God's glory," observed George Perry, editor of the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease, describing how the amyloid hypothesis became unquestionable dogma. The amyloid mafia, influential figures who controlled research funding, directed massive resources toward amyloid research. After the 2006 Lesnay-Ash Nature paper, NIH funding for oligomer research grew from nearly zero to $333 million by 2021, consuming half of the $3 billion Alzheimer's budget. Scientists who questioned this dominant theory faced career obstacles. Perry, despite authoring over 1,100 papers, was excluded from major conferences. Researchers reported pressure to connect their work to amyloids to secure funding, while venture capital and pharmaceutical companies exclusively backed anti-amyloid approaches. The hypothesis survived through evolution, morphing from amyloid plaque to amyloid beta to amyloid cascade to amyloid oligomer hypotheses, making it effectively unfalsifiable, as Stanford Sudhoff noted. This theoretical flexibility helped maintain its dominance despite repeated clinical trial failures. This scientific tribalism had real consequences. Promising alternative treatments were sidelined while patients and families waited for effective therapies. The investigation revealed that Eliezer Maslaya, NIA Division of Neuroscience Director managing $2.6 billion, had 132 papers with apparent image manipulation and data irregularities dating to 1997. 11 leading neuroscientists confirmed these concerning findings. This misconduct highlighted broader oversight failures. While NIH required preliminary reviews before Office of Research Integrity, ORI, referrals, SHRAG's 2021-2022 evidence went unaddressed as funding continued. ORI's limited capacity, 37 staff and $12 million budget overseeing $48 billion in NIH grants, prevented proper oversight, while university investigations rarely resulted in consequences. The FDA showed similar weaknesses. A 2020 investigation found lax enforcement with concerning industry connections. This was exemplified when the FDA's top Alzheimer's regulator, after helping approve Aduhelm and Leqembi despite limited evidence, became an industry consultant with 30,000 share options. Stephen Price, a 74-year-old retired contractor, joined a Simufilm clinical trial 6 years after his Alzheimer's diagnosis. His son Matt, a Harvard-trained epidemiologist, observes his father's decline with both professional and personal concern. The disease has transformed family life. Stephen battles interrupted thoughts while his wife Toni adapts their home and routines. With two copies of the APOE4 gene, Stephen faces increased Alzheimer's risk, a genetic burden that could affect his children. This genetic reality drove Stephen's trial participation, hoping to help both himself and future patients. However, after 18 months, his condition continued declining, with mounting difficulties in basic cognitive functions. By early 2024, Stephen's deterioration is severe, marked by incoherent speech, eating difficulties, and dangerous wandering episodes. The strain of caregiving recently resulted in Toni suffering a minor heart attack. Matt struggles with guilt over his father's trial participation after learning of Simufilm's scientific controversies. As nursing home care becomes a likely necessity, the experience has reshaped his understanding of medical trust and time's preciousness. Alternative approaches to understanding Alzheimer's are emerging. Madhav Thumbasetti compares brain tissues from younger adults with risk factors to deceased patients' tissues, focusing on repurposing existing drugs rather than developing new ones. Ruth Itzicki's research on herpes virus Alzheimer's connections, once dismissed, now receives significant NIH funding, reaching $250 million annually in 2023. Prevention shows promise, particularly for at-risk populations. Latino Americans are 1.5 times and African Americans twice as likely to develop Alzheimer's. Miguel Arce Renteria studies how addressing risk factors like diabetes, blood pressure, obesity, depression, hearing loss, and lifestyle choices can reduce risk. Cognitive reserve, bolstered by higher education, can delay symptom onset, though poor childhood education increases risk. This highlights Alzheimer's connection to social inequality. Matthew Schrag's lab revealed in 2024 how cerebral amyloid angiopathy damages brain capillaries. Schrag argues aging diseases rarely have single causes and urges moving beyond the amyloid hypothesis. By embracing diverse research approaches and acknowledging past missteps, the field may finally achieve meaningful progress against this widespread disease. The recent scandal, while difficult, could free researchers to explore new paths to effective treatments.